WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
When we think of a radar beam, we probably think of something like the beam of a flashlight. This analogy is actually pretty good, but when you turn on a flashlight beam, it stays on until you turn it off. To simulate a radar beam, you would need to turn the beam on and off rapidly in order to simulate the actual operation of a weather radar. So a weather radar beam is actually a series of pulses emitted as the radar antenna turns. In fact, weather radars send out pulses at the rate of several hundred per second. Operating in pulses can introduce a potential for false echoes or second trip echoes. A second trip echo is an echo from a given pulse that is not received until after the transmission of the next pulse. Weather radar emits microwave pulses at fixed time intervals. After a radar sends a single beam out, it listens for returning energy. The time it listens for return echoes from that single pulse is limited by the pulse repetition frequency that the radar is set to. Occasionally, a microwave pulse reflected from a distant rain area may arrive at the radar after the radar has emitted the next pulse of microwave radiation. The radar thus may mistake the reflected microwave return as coming from the second pulse, giving a much nearer but wrong location for the rain. These returns can be some of the most difficult false echoes to recognize since the returns have a precipitation structure to them, but they can be easily recognized if multiple radars are used and higher tilt angles are used. These returns usually appear as slightly weaker echoes, and often these misplaced echoes can be recognized since they have a grainy structure to them, since these were echoes detected at a longer range from the radar set. Another way of determining if you're looking at a second trip echo is to compare this radar to satellite imagery. Inspiring minds have questions, so send your weather questions to question@weatherbrains.com.